Well, one thing that there are many ways of doing is getting about, and we, of course, do it bipedally. But now it looks like people who run barefoot learn to minimise the impact shock by adopting a different style of running from those people who are running wearing shoes. Now, this is according to research published in Nature this week, and it could help us to understand the impact-related injuries suffered by a relatively high percentage of runners. Daniel Lieberman and colleagues at Harvard University used kinematic and kinetic analyses to observe runners who were either habitually barefoot or who generally wore shoes. Both groups were asked to run in shoes and to run barefoot, and high-speed camera footage was taken to observe exactly how their feet move. They also got volunteers to run over a force plate, and this could analyse how the forces were transmitted during different kinds of running. Now, there are three ways that your feet can land when you're running. There's a rear foot strike, which is when you land heel first, a mid-foot strike, where the heel and the ball of the foot land simultaneously, sort of a flat strike, and a forefoot strike, in which the ball of the foot lands before the heel comes down. Sprinters and the habitually barefoot seem to mainly use forefoot or midfoot strike, while shod endurance runners and the majority of joggers use rear foot strike, so they land with the heel first. To understand why we use these different ways of landing and what it means for an injury risk, Lieberman looked at the force profile for each step type. So by plotting the forces felt against time on a graph, it was easy to see that rear foot strike, either in shoes or barefoot, has a very large spike of applied force just at the time of landing, while the forefront strike, so landing on essentially your toes first, gives you a very, very smooth wave with little or no sudden impact forces. Essentially, you have a much smoother ride. Now, this step also helps to lower the body's centre of mass relative to the vertical force, and this means that it reduces the mean force that's acting on your feet and your ankles. So landing on the forefoot first helps to reduce the amount of body's mass that needs to come to a full stop per step, and considering that most runners will strike the ground around 600 times per kilometre, I think, something along those lines, which seems like an awful lot, this is very significant for the development of stress injuries. Also, humans and their ancestors have probably been running ever since we adapted to travel bipedally. And we've only been running in shoes, especially running shoes, for the last 40 years or so. So evidence from the structure of the modern human foot suggests that it is adapted to get the best out of forefoot strike running. So that's landing on the front of your foot. And this not only reduces the likelihood of stress injury, but it also offers a selective advantage by getting more out of your movement. So as the incidence of running injuries remains significant despite advances in footwear technology, it seems that even the best shoes may not be as good for you as no shoes at all.
It does certainly sound like we should be learning to walk again, which is quite bizarre, or that we're really not doing ourselves any favour, although, of course, we're protecting ourselves from all that concrete and broken glass that we've invented, as well as fancy shoes.